Well, tomorrow is D-Day in the Northern Territory, an election. And I can't help but feel sorry for Adam Giles, they call him Chief Minister up there, the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory. He has been dudded. I think this Adam Giles is a good man. He speaks plainly. When he's asked questions, he tries to answer them honestly. He doesn't equivocate. I noticed last night he was asked about Indigenous children. He's an Indigenous Australian, and he said he believed there are many cases, I'm paraphrasing him, in which Indigenous children should be removed from dysfunctional families. Now, you know, it's a controversial thing to say, but that's what he believes, if we're going to look after it. Everyone's terrified of this stolen generation nonsense. I think this bloke is the perfect person to be leading the Northern Territory. As I said, an Indigenous leader with brains. But Malcolm Turnbull rushed into a royal commission into juvenile justice in the Northern Territory after an ABC story. You do remember the story, a young man being shackled by guards to a chair and it seemed a bag over his head. Viewers weren't told that the hood over his head was being used to prevent guards being spat on, and the young man wasn't being strapped down. He was being restrained after he had threatened to hurt himself. And the ABC, which story is now going to lead, and it has since then, to the absolute destruction of a Conservative government in the Northern Territory. The ABC program didn't tell viewers the incident presented as an attack of a kind that was still continuing, actually occurred 6 years ago under a Labor government. While I was in Rio, the former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett made the point that the ABC didn't tell viewers that the current Giles government in Darwin, which is going to be walloped tomorrow, had recently spent more than $20 million on reforming juvenile detention and had appointed a new corrections commissioner to oversee the changes. Instead, the Giles government was presented by the ABC as a torturer, and its Attorney General and corrections minister, a good man and a reformist man, John Elferink, who won't stand tomorrow, as a Harley-riding cowboy blind to the abuse under his nose. The reality is, much of what the viewers were told was false and hopelessly one-sided, typical, and the Prime Minister within hours went along with it. Now that's all they're talking, and that's all they have been talking in the lead-up to the election, this dreadful Giles torturing government, and tomorrow it faces, in my view, an absolute walloping. They may not win a seat. There are only 25. And the reforming Attorney General in the Northern Territory, the kind of bloke you want, has faced death threats, and he will not be standing tomorrow, but as I understand it, he's had to leave his home. The Prime Minister was conned. The Giles government in the Northern Territory has been destroyed. A reforming Chief Minister has been nailed and smeared and will be most probably thrashed. And you ask yourself what sort of disgraceful world we're in where this kind of dishonesty prospers. They vote in the Northern Territory tomorrow. It bids to be an absolute disaster for the Giles government.